What the hell was that from Kepa Arrizabalaga? What was that? What the hell was that? An absolute disgrace for all football fans to witness. I've never seen anything like that on a football pitch before. Bhai, kya kar raha hai? Tere ko tera manager hata raha hai, tu hat ja. Tu kar kya raha hai? Tu pagal hai? Tujhe kaun hai tu? Tujhe kya lagta hai? What are you? Who are you? You're a kid. You're the world's most expensive goalkeeper because the market is inflated. Never forget that. Ek toh, you're not even a good goalkeeper. First of all, you definitely do not justify your price tag. Okay? How dare you defy your manager like that? You made an ass out of yourself. You made a fool out of your manager and you have embarrassed your club. See, you know, honestly, I'm a United fan, but I've never felt sorry for Chelsea. Like, screw them. Even when they were robbed against Barcelona in 2009, I never felt sorry for them. Like, screw Chelsea. I just hate them. But yesterday was the first time in my life I felt bad for Chelsea and especially for a Chelsea manager. I never thought I could do that. Kepa with his Wi-Fi password surname actually managed to do that. I can't believe it has happened, but well, here we are. But he was trying to get Willy Caballero back on. He's an ex-Manchester City player. You bloody better get him back. You trust the manager. Forget trusting the manager. You listen to the manager. Where was Aspiculeta? Where was the great Aspi? Huh? Chelsea are known for their captains, right? And hard characters. Where was he? David Luiz is coming and speaking to Kepa to asking him nicely. Yaar, chale jana. You want to move forward? I think the coach is calling you. I think you should leave. Oh, no, you don't want to leave. It's all right. Koi baat nahi, yaar. Chal, theek hai. Penalties khel le. Aisa thodi hota hai, yaar. I'm very sure many people are saying Aspi is Spanish and Kepa is Spanish and anyway, you know, Sarri has lost the dressing room. But that does not mean you defy the manager like that. It's shocking. It's pathetic. And Kepa, dude, honestly, any other coach, any self-respecting coach would have just ensured Kepa was jacked after that, okay? I hope in the next game he doesn't play. I think the next game is Tottenham, if I'm not wrong, at Stamford Bridge. I hope Kepa doesn't play because if he does, it will be a win for the arrogant modern-day footballer over the traditional coach or any coach for that matter. You get a manager, you are supposed to back him, you're supposed to listen to him, okay? And even if you disagree with the manager, your job is to carry out instructions as long as he's fired, okay? So, I mean, honestly, if anyone would have asked me, you know, like, just guess the club, anyone would have told me this incident and would have been like, guess the club where it happened at. And most of us would have said Chelsea, because that club has a history of snaking on managers, but it always happened in private. But this was a new low, even for Chelsea Football Club, which is, you know, honestly, not exactly the classiest of clubs. But wow, Kepa managed to outdo even their legacy. Shocking, yeah, like pathetic. And it left a very bad taste in my mouth just to watch him like that. And honestly, if Willy Caballero was the goalkeeper, they had a better chance of winning. Sarri's tactics were great. Chelsea's players carried their jobs out very well. And I think, you know, it's penalty shootout is anyway a coin toss, right? City would have lost. Chelsea would have won. Can you imagine? Sarri would have, you know, rode on that momentum and gotten top four. But it just doesn't seem to work out for Sarri. It's not looking like it's working out for not even close. And I think it's all down to Kepa's foolishness. And more than that, you know, what emboldened him? The fact that he knows everyone around him has down tools, you know, against Sarri. He knows that. Otherwise, he would never have the balls to pull off something like that. Never, ever. You know, like from having strong characters like John Terry, Lampard, Drogba, Cech, Ashley Cole even, I would go on and say. Ricardo Carvalho was no pushover either. You had Michael Essien too. You know, these guys were incredible. Like, they were extremely strong characters. They made the backbone of the greatest Chelsea generation of all time. Kepa nahi kar pata yaar us waqt ye sab bakwas. I mean, Aspi should be kicked out of the captaincy. It should be given to Rudiger. In the past 2 weeks, Rudiger has shown captaincy traits more than anyone else in the Chelsea Football Club. Honestly, Chelsea players will win once again. I'm very sure Sarri will be sacked. But this entire group of players, this cabal of players need a clear out. Absolutely astonishing what I saw yesterday. I hope I never see it again. Down with Kepa.